The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
5:25, Mark and Paul checking in. First day of the week. Our little phone recording problem turns a week old today. We've got a corporate engineer, but he lives in Helena, and he's got to look after all the stations that the company owns in the state, and this not recording is not a priority for him, at least from the phone line. So, is what it is. 22 degrees out there. Went home after work Friday, got a little nap so I could stay up late, go out to bingo at the Roadside Event Center, a little fundraiser for Flakesgiving. And I got to tell you, Paul, bingo players are all serious about playing bingo.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, say what you got to say and get the hell off the stage.
Oh, gosh. and they got a million cards and they are...
Oh, and they're focused. They're into it.
Don't bother me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're checking... Big and little diamond and up and downs and four corners.
I never played a lot of bingo, I guess. It was either you got at the blackout, you had to get the whole card, or just one row. They had all these different patterns and tricks and things you had to be paying. Sitting with them, my buddy says, well, he called that. He goes, yeah, but that's not in the pattern. Don't worry about that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys focus on your bingo, and I guess I'll go home.
I'll go over to the cat. I'm welcome there.
Yes, I am. Story in the paper today about Wyoming Game and Fish Department and some of the people they caught hunting this year when it was out of season. One suspect was eventually fined $1,270 and had to pay $2,000 in restitution and lose your hunting and trapping privileges for 5 years. The other guy, charged as an accessory, fined $820, $2,000 in restitution, and also had to give up the rifle that he killed the deer with. I did not realize hunting fines amounted to that much. Holy cow. They got three out-of-staters, the biggest poaching case they've ever had. These guys were cited for 100 wildlife offenses and fined $171,230 and $131,550 in restitution. Had 323 people call in poaching tips. Folks, take it from the landowner that I know. He knows if you're supposed to be out there or not.
I got a blog I'm going to write today. That's my freshly seeded wheat field.
Those are tire tracks.
There's my sign.
Right by it.
I just got, son of a bitch. I just finished that field last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All nice and seeded, not a track in it. That happened Saturday night into Sunday morning. Drove right by my posted property, no hunting, no trespassing sign. Drove right by it and right down my wheat. So, and people wonder why we don't let people hunt.
Right.
That's the reason.
Right.
Right there. And I let a lot of people hunt. And, but that's the reason why. Right there. Drove right by the sign. So, I'm going to booby trap it. And,
Your property, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to booby trap it and get it taken care of. And, it's going to cause him some damage, but I'll find him eventually. And but that's why, you know. And a lot of people don't know about all the people that you do let hunt,
right?
And so if you tell them no, they take it personally. Well, why can't I hunt? Because I said no.
Now
that's why.
If you want to get a job and buy some land, you can hunt there all you'd like.
A knock on their door. Can I take a dump in your bathroom, please? Well, no. Or can I go in your backyard and dig up some night crawlers? You know, you water your backyard all summer long. I know there's a lot of worms there. I like to fish. Can I go in your backyard and dig up night? Well, no. It's the same thing. And we'll find them. We'll get them eventually. But that's the reason why. I had 9 below 0 Saturday morning when I got up.
Wow.
So pretty chilly out there. Weather's going to break this week, which is good.
And like you were saying last week, by about Wednesday or Thursday, you never know what hit us last week.
Yep. Yep. Had a shooting over the weekend here in Billings.
And sadly enough, the victim died over the weekend. 18-year-old from was up at Rocky Mountain College. So they're in a state of grieving up there. They got a suspect, 16-year-old. Shooting happened during a confrontation at the 900 block of Poly Drive. Those two were at a gathering in a house. A disturbance at 2:50 a.m. in the morning. Went to the suspected shooter's house, arrested him that morning. Deliberate homicide. So Rocky, they have suspended all their sports activities until further notice. Actually, homicides in 2023 this year in Billings are on track to be less than last year. We've had 7 deaths from homicides this year. Last year we had 17 homicide investigations. A lot of these all have the same MO. They're all young people, people that felt like they were dissed. Confrontation breaks out, and it's sad. But why now? Why is our youth? You know, I had a big discussion last week about the youth in our country, and we have failed them miserably. We've lost discipline with them. We've lost we should be prioritizing in their education. We've just, you know, part of the blame is us. And all these shootings, you look at them, and all across the country, 90% of them are all these very, very young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the one in Tampa. There was one in Tampa over the weekend, 22-year-old kid. He went down there and he killed 3 people and he shot 15 or so more. All young kids. Why? Why now? Folks, why? Why in the last 5 to 10 years have we had so many shootings, and almost all of them are all involve young kids?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. We sit there and you know what we want to do? We want to blame the weapon. Everybody wants to blame the weapon.
You're right.
Weapons have been around for thousands of years. No. Why don't we blame what we're doing to our youth? Why don't we blame that? Well, you can't blame that because they have a plan. They have a plan for our youth. We implemented that plan 30, 40 years ago with our youth. We know what we want them to become. We know what we're teaching them to be. We know what kind of person we are grooming. The problem is the weapon of choice. No, that's not the problem. That's not the problem. 16-year-old kid. What's a 16-year-old kid doing out at 2:50 a.m. in the morning at a party, at a get-together with friends, of which the party and so forth wasn't described in detail. And since they're 16, he's protected. We're not going to learn about the background of the 16-year-old.
Well, you're right.
He's protected. We're not going to learn about his we're not going to learn about his grades. We're not going to learn about his family life. We're not going to learn about any of that because he's 16. And we're not going to reveal that information. Well, don't you think that information would be valuable? I do. I think it would be valuable for the public to know, for educators to know, for clergymen to know, for parents to know. Don't you think that information would be beneficial for others? Hell yes. But we're not going to release that information. My 16-year-olds were never still at a party at 2:50 a.m. in the morning.
Very true.
If they would have been, they would have ran into their dad going to work 45 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the weapon, the device. That's the problem.
Ask any of them out there. Ask any of these nuts. The problem is the weather. That's not the problem, folks. It's not the problem. So we'll see what comes out. No matter what happens, though, it's tragic. 18-year-old kid lost his life. And we were all young. We were all young, too. But we were also taught about avoiding trouble, stuff like that. Nowadays, if you're dissed, you bust a cap on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we don't know the background. Very, very important that we find out the background before we start jumping to conclusions about its weapons availability, or we don't have any toxicology reports yet. We don't know if alcohol was involved yet. Drugs. Who knows? We don't have any information on that yet. And since he's a juvenile, we probably won't get it. And that's not beneficial to society either. We protect the young. Great. But we could also maybe learn something here, and we can't get that out.
You're right.
So, it's sad. It's sad. Shooter down in Tampa, 22 years old. You know? What was the background of that 22-year-old shooter? Now, we should probably know that, because he's 22.
Right.
Let's see what we got here. Arrested a suspect in a shooting at Tampa where two people were killed, 18, after a fight erupted between two groups. Now, that's interesting that they tell us that a fight erupted between two groups. That's pretty vague.
Mm-hmm.
Was one an Arizona Diamondback fan group and another one a Texas Ranger group?
No.
They say two groups.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give us the information that we can use to be beneficial to people? It's an area, the shooting happened in an area in Tampa with several bars where a large number of late night revelers had gathered. Oh, these are just revelers. Revelers, Mark. You know, like on New Year's Eve,
right,
when you go to your friend's house. Those are revelers. So we know these are two groups, and they're revelers. Investigators believe there were at least two shooters. Oh, well, that's interesting. Two shooters opened fire at 3 a.m. 3 a.m., and the detectives arrested Tyrell Phillips, charged with second-degree murder with a firearm. Another one is being sought. Tampa's mayor, Jane Castor, lamented that Tampa was the focus of national attention for yet another shooting in our country. We've got to say as a country, enough is enough, she said. Well, Mayor Jane, we got to look at the problem in what we're doing to our youth, like I talked about last week on our early morning program. What we have done to our youth in this country, folks, and how we are letting them down, and the way we are grooming them now. The early morning fight occurred in an area with several bars and clubs. The area is known for its lively nightlife. Hundreds of people were in the streets at the time of the shootings. Numerous night spots had just closed. After all, it was 3 a.m. Police haven't released the names of those killed, but Emin Wilson said his 14-year-old son was one of the fatalities. Now, let me go back and ask Mayor Jane this question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is wrong with this country? You're right, Mayor Jane. What's wrong with this country when a 14-year-old boy, 1 year out of eighth grade, is down in the nightclub area of Miami at 3 a.m. in the morning?
As Halloween approaches, the Roadside Event Center in Huntley has some spine-tingling surprises for you.
Join them Friday, October 27th for spooky Halloween bingo.
Prizes, costumes, and eerie excitement.
But here's the big one, folks.
Saturday, October 28th, the Roadside Event Center presents the Exit 53 Halloween Party.
The Halloween bash of the year. Dressed to impress, it'll be one for the books. The Roadside Event Center. Delicious food, thrilling games, and unforgettable entertainment.
Can't wait to see you there.
But you know what the problem is, Mark?
Yeah.
It's the weapon of choice. 14-year-old, folks. 14-year-old. 14. Video posted online shows many people in Halloween costumes drinking, talking on the street when dozens of shots rang out. A stampede ensued. Police quickly responded, show officers treating several people lying on the ground wounded. It was a disturbance between two groups. A disturbance. A disturbance, folks, is when you and your wife go to bed at night and there's a party in the backyard next to you and they have AC/DC on and it's a little too loud.
Mm-hmm.
That's a disturbance. Gunfights between two groups is not a disturbance. A disturbance between two groups. And in this fight between two groups, there were hundreds of people that were involved. Police are still investigating the reason for the fight between the two groups. The mayor of Tampa, Jane Castor, blamed Sunday shootings on easy access to guns. You see?
Yeah.
You see what the problem is? Not our youth. It's not how we have failed them. It's not how we have groomed them. It's not what we have exposed them to on social media, on all these other things. It's not about failed parenting. After all of us let our son, who is 1 year out of eighth grade, go to the nightclub and main party spot in Miami at 3 a.m. in the morning. But Jane Castor said the problem, Mark, is easy access to guns.
Mm-hmm. And she's wrong.
And nobody has the balls to get in this mayor's face and point it out to her. This is how stupid she looks now. She says, yet again, another senseless loss of life by those choosing to settle a dispute with firearms. Ms. Castor, can we find out about the two groups first?
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out about the two groups in Miami, okay? Let's find that out. Let's find out a little bit about that boy's family, why his father would allow a kid who is 1 year out of eighth grade to be at the party scene at 3 a.m. Let's find out about that. Nope. We're going right after a weapon that they chose to use to kill. Two young women who were at the scene Sunday morning said they decided not to go to Yarborough City that night. We know how it gets, said Mina Cohen, a 23-year-old University of Tampa graduate. A lot of crime happens there often, and you sometimes know not to go to certain places. Hey, Mayor Castor, did you just hear that? But yet there was a 14-year-old boy there, 1 year out of eighth grade. He was there, mm-hmm. And the problem is, Mark, there's weapons in this nation that people use to protect themselves all the time. That was the problem. You see how stupid this mayor looks?
Mm-hmm.
This 23-year-old girl said when everybody gets together, it gets messy. It's that way all night long there. Yeah. And this 14-year-old kid was there among these two groups. You see, folks, this is what we talk about in the morning when we talk about the damn truth. KTVQ, Color 8, whatever, they'll read this article.
Oh, yeah, verbatim.
And they'll read it how it's written. And they won't bring up the things that I just brought up. But that is the damn truth behind this story. And the problem is that there are weapons in this nation. That's the problem. That isn't the problem. The problem is exactly what I talked about last week. We have failed the youth in this country miserably. We have groomed them to be something that they shouldn't be, have indoctrinated them, groomed them, trained them, have let them down on all aspects of life that are important, the things that matter, the disciplines, work ethics, all of those things that we used to instill in all of the youth in this country for 175 years. We have now got away from all of that. And this is the kind of youth that we get now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to call people out on their parenting skills in America anymore. Because you don't know how it is.
Yeah.
So here we have a 14-year-old boy, Mark, that's in the nightclub hot crime-ridden spot of Miami at 3 a.m. in the morning. 14-year-old, folks, right out of eighth grade. And he gets shot there among the two groups. And in Billings, we have a shooting at a party at 2:50 a.m. in the morning. And a 16-year-old boy is out at 2:50 a.m. in the morning when a ruckus breaks out there. And he shoots someone. The problem is, though, Mark, there are weapons in America. Uh-huh. What are you people that naive you can't see the relationship between these two stories?
Yeah.
And who points that out? Those are two young people that should not be dead. And if we'd be doing things in this country that we should be doing, they would not be dead. Just like the millions and millions who were not dead 30 years prior to this that never died. And there were guns vastly available in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's behind the hand that holds it. No different than a pencil being responsible for the terrible test scores we have. It's not the pencil. It's the hand behind it. Yesterday in the Billings Gazette and Sunday's paper, I was just reviewing it here, the whole opinion page is about the dysfunction of the Billings Food Bank. The whole page. People complaining about the hostile environment, about the head Cheryl Sandy down there, mean, all this kind of stuff since that place expanded. People not being treated fairly. They name all the board members. They're looking into things. Countless events, things over and over and over again. It shouldn't be that way. There's two sides to every story.
Right.
So the board members have a duty to look into that further. And if there needs to be changes, they need to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when they built that place. You have to remember, Mark and I, we've been on the air for 36 years.
Right.
And my gong went off when they built that and put all those millions and millions of dollars into that facility with public kitchens and all kinds of stuff in there, rather than a lot of it going directly to the aid to the people.
Right.
They could have got by with a lot less at the time. But bygones are bygones. But it seemed to me at that point, from our observations, or mine, at that point, as soon as this became a big thing, that's when the power play thing started.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a major, major facility, a major distribution point, and I'm in charge of all of it, and we lost oversight. Mark and I actually, you know, with our charity and our foundation that we've had over the years, we actually had some skiffs with the food bank
mm-hmm.
because of our distribution event that we were feeding. We were feeding 10 to 15,000. And we gave them some one year. Remember our extras? I remember it. Filled up their food bank down there with it. And but we were getting backlash about how we didn't use judgment on people and look at the forms. And remember that, Mark?
You can't just willy-nilly hand out food to people.
Yeah, remember that?
I do.
And so Mark and I, we washed our hands of any relationship with the Billings Food Bank.
Right.
At that point, Mark and I are the CEOs. We're the directors. And we said, fine.
As Halloween approaches, the Roadside Event Center in Huntley has some spine-tingling surprises for you.
Join them Friday, October 27th for spooky Halloween bingo.
Prizes, costumes, and eerie excitement.
But here's the big one, folks.
Saturday, October 28th, the Roadside Event Center presents the Exit 53 Halloween Party.
The Halloween Bash of the Year. Dressed to impress, it'll be one for the books. The Roadside Event Center. Delicious food, thrilling games, and unforgettable entertainment.
Can't wait to see you there.
You can do it your way.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own.
Right.
And this is how we do it. And we're going to feed people. And so we washed our hands of that. We started giving it to other organizations that were more than grateful and loved the work that we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We were feeding people, for God's sakes. So it's been there a long time, And some people are starting to bring that the cream to the top. And it'll be interesting to see what comes from that, because we're sneaking up on ours, folks. Here it is. We're damn near 1st of November already on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, a couple weeks is our Flakesgiving week. Big week for us. We raise our money. That's 2 weeks. Got our trip party coming up November 11th. That's sneaking up on us here. That's only 11 days away.
Mm-hmm.
I got to wean calves Friday. I couldn't get them out this Friday. And doesn't matter. The stockyards canceled their sales and everything because the weather was so bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Trucks couldn't go anywhere.
Wow.
The roads are bad. You know, you can't ship.
In this part of the country.
That doesn't happen too often.
No, you don't see those.
No, you don't, Mark. You don't see that happen too often. But so we got ours coming up here soon. We don't have problems with ours because you got the two guys that run it right there. You got the board. You got everything right there.
Decisions get made while you stand there.
That's right. And we're not forcing you to come and get one.
No.
We make deliveries, all those kind of stuff. So we don't have that kind of turmoil. We get no public funding. None of that kind of stuff. No city funding. None of that. Headline in today's paper. Glendive's government hits a rough patch. Resignations have left that city without a mayor or a police chief down in Glendive.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I wrote a very interesting article a while ago on Glendive. And
it got quite a bit of hell for it.
Yes, I did. Because when I travel, I don't like taking the exit and going all the way down into Glendive.
Right.
And getting gas or eating at the Dairy Queen. I mean, it's just not one of my favorite stops. And got my butt chewed and got a new one.
Hell, I ran into some lady friend of a friend who was from Glendive. Oh, you tell your partner, said lady, he just doesn't like to stop there.
That's it.
That's all it was.
That's all it was. If you've ever stopped there, you know exactly what I was talking about. Because mm-hmm. you go off the ramp, and then you got to go quite a long ways to get into the main area there, you know, where there was a Pizza Hut or a Dairy Queen or a Stop and Rob or something and get gas.
Right.
And I never did. And I figured, well, Beach is just right down the road or something. And so I always just bypassed it. I never, well, you don't know what you're missing. And oh my gosh, it was funny.
Well, it's like I always tell people, my hometown of Great Falls. I love Great Falls. Mm-hmm. It's not for everybody. And though I say I love Great Falls, I notice I don't live there. Mm-hmm. Great little town to be from. Many fond memories. But
did you get your taxes over the weekend?
No. Well, I've checked the mailbox, so.
Cotty will tell you. He hasn't checked the mailbox. Everybody got their taxes. Mark has no idea about his taxes. He's not worried about them.
I'm not.
No.
Because I know you keep bringing it up until I do it.
Yeah. Mark's not worried about them. I talked to a bunch of people that got their taxes over the weekend, and they are very, very disappointed. And keep that in mind, folks, when you consider that $143 million now more that they want on top of that assessment next time. See, this assessment on your taxes, if your taxes went up $1,000, $1,200, whatever they did on your house, that doesn't go away next year.
No.
That increase stays there next year, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to add probably another $200 to $500 on top of it next year for their pools on the south side and their hockey rink.
Mm-hmm.
on top of that next year for another 20. So just keep that in mind.
I mentioned that in my Friday Fragments and got a response from the trail people.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just a radio host.
Well, you're just a trail nerd.
So told me all the things that I'm doing wrong with my life.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're welcome to come in.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
And show us how dumb we are.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to come in and make an example out of me. I want you to use me and show the world how stupid Paul is. Mm-hmm. That's what I want you to do. I want you to come in and show the world how dumb I am. How little I know about life, taxes, business, all those kind of things. I want you to come in and point out to people how dumb I am.
Mm-hmm.
Please, show the world I'm stupid. Bring attorneys way smarter than I am. Bring teachers, educators, people involved in, bring all of them in. Bring the city administrator. We had him in last week.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him a couple things I felt like he was uncomfortable with. Because I was digging into things that aren't supposed to be dug into.
Right.
Come on in. You bet. Be glad to have a discussion with you. Because I'm just a stupid, dumb farmer, rancher, hillbilly who's a disc jockey and plays records. Bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in. Maybe take your coat off. Come on in. Anytime.
No, that's what people do too, you know, the keyboard warriors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those people have no idea, none, zero idea about every single taxpayer's budget in this town. Mm-hmm. They have no clue what their life is, what their savings is, what they struggle with, what their payments are. They have no clue. None. Zero. They just know one thing. They know their selfishness for improving the sport that they love.
Right.
Why don't you sell your home and all of your assets and donate all of that to the trail system? Why don't you do that? Lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? And show me on your taxes where your accountant does not use all of the laws and loopholes available to get you a tax refund back at the end of the year, you bike people. Show me that. Show me that on your taxes where you say, nope, I don't want those deductions because the more that I send in, the more that will go to trails and park systems. So please don't give me state income tax money back. I wonder if when they got all of their state income tax rebates, they gave that rebate to the trail system, Mark. What do you think?
I think no.
You people come in, show me what a dumb son of a buck I am. Huh? Oh, yeah. No, they don't.
No.
No, they don't. Mm-hmm. But yet want everybody else, without knowing what their life is like or their situation, their medical bills, their costs, they want all of them to keep the sport that they love expanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as low as you can get.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to respond and see if they even know the number. What percentage of the taxpayers that are going to be paying this extra tax are even going to use the facility?
Right.
Because it's got to be low.
And you got to pay to use it after you pay to build it.
Right.
And you got to pay to maintain it and operate it.
Right.
$2.7 million a year just for operational money. You bet. Come on in. It should be easy to make me look like a fool in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Just hang in there. You got about another year. And those two assholes will be off the air. They'll finally be gone. Then we can finally get some stuff done around here because we can buffalo everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody won't know the truth. Then everybody will just hear our propaganda. We'll have the two news stations in our corner. Oh, orgasmic about everything that is promoted. And don't worry. It's coming. You'll have your day. You'll have your day.
Okay, folks, well, we'll get things in order, bring you first news. That's coming up 6:11.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.